Okay, so I am here with yet another National Book Award finalist. Your name, what are you here for?
My name is Mary Gabriel. I wrote a biography of Karl Marx called Love and Capital.
Ah, so you're absolutely in the right place because Occupy Wall Street is outside.
Exactly.
Are you the ultimate insider?
I'm the ultimate insider, yes. I haven't occupied Wall Street yet.
You're occupying the Book Awards.
I am.
Well, the question is from an insider standpoint, I mean, how do you deal with dealing with being in Karl Marx's head for so long? And here we are inside, away from the potential Marxist dialogue or non-Marxist dialogue,
yeah,
so it'd be.
It is interesting. The times are very interesting for this book because when I started writing it, the world was a sane place. Capitalism was in its ascendancy and communism was dead. Now people are starting to look at Marx again, and so hopefully they'll look at it through my book.
Can a biography really spell out Marx's ideas?
And that's the thing. When I started writing, it's actually a biography of Marx and his family. And when I started writing it, I wasn't going to put in a lot of Marxist theory, but because of the times, I was obliged to. And so I think it actually helps the reader because you watch his ideas develop through his own life, and so they make them much more understandable.
Yeah, yeah, interesting. Do you have any other biographies that you're in the works on? Engels?
Engels. Actually, Engels is a big part of this one, so I'll leave him alone.
I'm
looking for a new subject if you have any ideas.
Well, I mean, how much does your own personal ideology affect your pursuit of a biographical subject?
It has to be something that, obviously, I can live with for a long time. This book took me 8 years, and while I'm writing a book, I don't read anything that isn't related to the subject or that the people themselves couldn't have read, so the fiction would all be from the 19th century, etc. And it must be something that I actually enjoy and want to spend time with, so that's basically it.
What about those gossipy details that sometimes enter too many biographies? I mean, sometimes I'll read a biography, it's like, do I really need to know who the person slept with in order to actually know them? How do you negotiate that?
In Marx's case, this is a big controversy in his life because he actually did have an extramarital affair that produced a son. So that was an element of the story. And it is something that's interesting and I was obliged to put in because it's very telling about his character. On the other hand, it's not something that I really want to get bogged down in. And a lot of times interviews will focus just on that. And the story is so much bigger than his personal flaws.
Absolutely. Yeah. All right. Well, you've got lots of people to talk to you, but thanks very much, Mary.
Thank you. Bye.
All right.